Okay, so it wasn't entirely my idea to create a podium for these, but just out of interest, for my own personal preference, the top of today's eight palaus that I've either reviewed or kind of featured a little bit is Haymaker from Hook Norton. I don't have a Haymaker here, but for me, it's the superlative beer of all time in Britain. That's my ultimate and favourite beer. Okay. In second place, jointly, is the Iron Heart from Badger and Big Job from St Austell. Fourth place, we've got the wonderful enigmatic Elderflower and Honey and Chamomile Golden Champion from Badger. In fifth place, I would put Proper Job and Double Ghost from Adnams. They're both excellent, but neither of them quite satisfies the parts that I want to reach. And in seventh place, I personally would put the Liddell's Golden Ale and the Citra, both highly enjoyable beers. In fact, both of them I probably enjoy a bit more than Proper Job and Double Ghost, but they're the least likely that I will to buy. I mean, the reason for buying the Liddell's Golden Ale is predominantly its price, because it's £1.19, and it's a good, I like it, it's a good beer. I wouldn't know it was only 4.1%, okay, but it does mean I've got to wend my way around the town and get to Liddell's. And if I go to Liddell's, I'm probably going to buy something else, and I probably don't want to. That's my main reason for popping that one at the bottom of the heap. But so here we go. Haymaker from Hook Norton in first place, champion of champions. Joint second, Iron Heart and Big Job. And fourth place, Golden Champion. Stick those in your fridge and you're going to be a very happy bunny this summer. Don't whinge about the sunshine. We don't get any, do we, for like 9 months of the year? And that's why you whinge about it when you get it. And it makes me laugh because people actually save up their hard-earned pennies, and instead of buying good British pale ales to stuff their fridge full of, they go away to some hot place. Presumably they whinge about the sun there as well. And they've actually saved up good money and wasted time going there to do what? Absolutely sod all on a beach. It's pathetic, really, isn't it? What we want is a good, sturdy standard of living with lots of really decent British beef and loads of pale ale to go with that. And when we're not eating beef, battered cod or haddock. Okay? And there probably are one or two other things that people eat, like roast chicken, or duck Peking or something from time to time. Or curried rabbit, maybe.